Welcome back, George Norrie, along with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. Randy, I got an email from a woman who had surgery, and she says, what do you recommend to prevent blood clots?
Oh, gosh, we have some amazing things. And, you know, she may be on a blood thinner now, but, you know, selenium is a natural blood thinner, but you need to get it from the team. The reason I say that is because the product that the team has, each capsule is going to have 100 micrograms of the selenium plus five cofactors that go with it to make it work astounding in the body. If I go down to the neighborhood vitamin store or the drugstore, undercover studies have been done where they'll look at that, they'll test that, any of the ones on the shelf, and they may not even have any selenium in them. So you're going to say, oh, well, I tried selenium and it didn't work. Well, probably because you were taking just straight up filler. So you want to get the one that legit has 100 micrograms of selenium in it with the five cofactors that make the selenium work the best in the body. That's a natural blood thinner. Also, our ultimate enzymes, those actually reduce and prevent blood clots. So those would be something that I would be putting in there. But that's just a bare minimum. If you've had surgery, you want to immediately, and this goes for anybody, after surgery, start to take everything that's in our brain and heart pack. So you call the team, you get that, it gets shipped, you have it within 5 days, and it's clean, it's air temperature controlled, and it's got the mother load of what is needed. I believe that the mineral product in there, there's nothing better, in my opinion, on the market anywhere. And people will come to me, well, what about Shilajit? What about this? What about that? If you look at the back of our containers, our canisters, there's over 200 ingredients in there. So nothing compares to that. And it all works so perfectly together. It's just such a balance. The omegas, they're clean. They're encapsulated. They never, ever touched oxygen. So they're not oxidized. They're not rotten, rancid, and going to cause oxidative stress in the body. Selenium automatically comes with that. And things for the bone, joint, cartilage, ligament, and tendon are all in there as well. So it's just such a perfect pack. So that's what I would be doing if I had surgery.
All right, let's go to Gordon in Plant City, Florida. Gordy, go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. George Norrie, the excellent call screener, Gina Salvati, and Dr. Randy Shannon, it's nice to make your acquaintance. Listen, I've got cavities real bad in one tooth, and even the legendary Dr. Drew Peterson, who takes my calls and gives me free counsel, you know, the chiropractor that works with you guys, even he, all of your entire team is entirely stumped. Okay, on one of my teeth when I bite down, it hurts real bad, and the other, and another one I can bite down hard, but stuff slips through and it pokes. Okay, and by the way, all the other stuff that y'all, and I'm real poor, I don't know if I can buy anything nowadays, so just throwing that out there. But my prostate cancer, my osteoporosis, and my nearsightedness and cataract, I was able to pull off a miracle and go from like 2100, and then I passed the eye test without glasses.
Wow.
So you guys have helped me in everything except this one thing, and I'm going to hold on the line. I'm not going to take my answer off air because you might know, now that you know that I know the legendary Dr. Drew Peterson and that I'm the smartest cat in the world, but I still am just a cat, okay? Don't tell anyone. I'm going to hold on the line in case you have a question of me.
Well, I didn't have any question for him.
any recommendation?
Yeah, absolutely. Dietary shifts, cut down sugar, cut down processed carbs, because that fuels the cavity bacteria. And you want to eat more mineral-rich foods. Leafy greens, bone broth is really fantastic for a lot of things in the body. And there's differences in bone broth. You want the one that has the high protein. And we have a vitamin D3, which is fantastic. It also has a perfect match of the K2 in it. And that helps direct calcium into the teeth and into the bones. Okay, so those are fantastic. I personally would get rid of anything fluoride. I am not about the fluoride. It's a neurotoxin. And I personally have a story when it comes to teeth and gums and my dentist. This is a true story. For over a year, they were trying to, they said, you know, you have weak teeth and gums and we want to inject an antibiotic into your gum. It's going to be time release over the next 6 months. And I said, why would you want to do that? And they said, well, just in case there's an infection in there. I said, well, you don't know, so you just want to do this. And they hounded me for over a year for this. And I said, you know what? All my life I did it your guys' way. Floss, brush my teeth, da-da-da. So I said, I'm not doing this anymore. I mean, I still brush my teeth. But what I did, I switched up and went to baking soda. And, you know, sometimes I would put coconut in it. I don't do that any longer, but I do use activated charcoal and baking soda. And I switched to a water pick. I did that for 6 months.
Pick's the best thing you could do.
Absolutely. And that'll strengthen every gum you have. And it'll get in between the teeth even better than the floss.
I have a suggestion for you on the water pick. In addition to the water in it, put in hydrogen peroxide.
Yes, that was another one that I switched on and off with. I didn't do it all the time. Bottom line, in summary, I went back after doing that for 6 months for my normal cleaning. And, you know, they test the gums to see the strength. They'll go from a number system, 1 to 4, 1 being the strongest, 4 being the weakest. And it was, you know, every single tooth, they hit the gum, 1, 1, 1, 1. There was an occasional 2. The doctor comes in for her 2-second look at everything. And she says, wow, you have the strongest teeth and gums of any of our patients.
Wow.
As she's walking out, she didn't even care to know how. I said, well, do you want to know how? She stops, she listens. And my final word after I told her exactly what I just told the audience here is I said, and you need to tell that to all of your patients. And she literally laughed at me and said, we would never make any money. And out the door she went.
Wow.
Yes.
First time caller, Angela in Brooklyn. Welcome to the show. Hi, Angela.
Hi. I can't believe I have you on the phone after all these years. I like your choice of music, and I have to stay up half the night to listen to you. I have a question for Dr. Randy.
All righty.
I'm in my 70s, and I'm on prednisone for 27 years. I have Churg-Strauss syndrome and vasculitis with it. And I hear what you say about a weakened immune system. And when my numbers for inflammation went up, I had a stroke. And they put me on chemotherapy and high doses of prednisone to kill the immune system. Now, I feel like I'm healthier than most, but I don't like being on the prednisone for 27 years. And so I don't know. And I'm afraid to try any alternative because I already had a stroke from my inflammation going up, so I really don't know what to do, and I don't want to let anything into my body because I have a weakened immune system. So what's the alternative?
Well, you have to beef up the immune system. And for somebody to have a stroke, you're missing certain things, okay? This is a situation where you listed off a lot of things. For sure, the baseline would be the brain and heart pack. And because you had a stroke, are you on blood thinners now still?
She's gone.
Oh, she's off. Okay. Probably on some of the blood thinners, but there are other things that I would have go along with somebody that had a stroke. Like we have a niacin plus. Again, it's not just a niacin you go get off any counter. This one has certain cofactors to go along with it. And something called Ultimate Daily Classic. I don't know her age, height, weight, so I can't say specifics.
She said she's 70 years old.
Got that, but her weight is one of the things that really does matter when you're calling in. If you guys can just add that to it, it's very helpful. But in her particular situation, I would definitely say that she should get a consultation at the very least so that I can get those details and be more specific.
Isn't prednisone an anti-inflammatory? Why can't you change it with turmeric?
Well, I mean, and also the niacin is really, really fantastic towards that. So when it, the whole reason of having a stroke is that that's missing out of the body. One of the main reasons. And, you know, because people complain about the effect that niacin has on the body, where you get itchy, you feel a little sun-kissed, you flush. And so because people complain about that, which I like the effect, I like to know something's working. And I said, Dr. Wallach, I wanted him to say this on air. I said, when does somebody not need the Niacin Plus? And I was walking him to the door so he would say it. And he did. He said, well, when you're dead, honey.
When you're dead?
Yep. We need it daily. So if people are listening and they're not getting our Niacin Plus, don't buy it on Amazon. It could be a fake. Most likely is. Get it direct from the team.
Let's go to West Hartford, Connecticut. Chili's with us on the wild card line. Hey, Chill, welcome back.
Hi, George. Hi, doctor.
Hi there.
Well, I wanted to talk about kidney stones, but now you made my teeth hurt. I'm going to go floss after I get off the phone. I'm almost 70 years old. Gina's still waiting for her raise, George. So
It's in the mail.
All right. Send us both some Bitcoin. Anyhow, kidney stones. I'm almost 70 years old, and I passed one 5 years ago.
Ouch.
Of course, I was on the golf course. Nah, it didn't hurt, but you know, they had me carrying that strange little screen to catch it because they wanted to see how big it was.
See what it looked like. It looks like a Viking spike that they hit you in the head with.
But anywho, so then I had my second episode. Hit me in the middle of the night. I knew what it was, but this time I was vomiting like crazy. And I live alone, and you know, I jumped in my car and I drove to the emergency room. About a 3 mile drive. Thank God it wasn't longer. You know, and I was just throwing up in a bag on the way. Thank God it was the middle of the night. People had ever seen me, but the kidney stone. So. They did an ultrasound. They said I had a couple of big ones up there, and one was coming down, and it was stuck. And so I had a follow-up doctor's appointment, 2 or 3 weeks later. But in the meantime, somebody told me to take a drink red cider vinegar and water. And so I did that. And anyways, I go back to the doctor, and He said, well, did you pass it yet? And I said, no. And he said, you had to feel it. And I said, no, I didn't feel it. And now, this guy was the biggest doctor I've ever seen, 6'8". I'm only 5'6" on a good day, but he's, 6'8", probably 275 pounds. Looks like a Viking, And he looked at me, and so I told him, well, he said, you had to feel it. And I said, I didn't. I told him about the red cider vinegar. I said, well, could that have helped? And he looked at me like I was crazy. So then I said, well, option number two is, could I have passed it during sex? And then he was really looking at me like I was crazy. And I said, well, if it's not the red cider vinegar or the second thing I said there, I said, the only other thing is, I was at the bicycle seat because I cycle a lot to stay in shape.
Well, let me jump in there and talk about the stones. I don't know if you passed it or you didn't pass it, but basically, these are very hard crystal-like deposits that form inside the kidneys when the minerals and the salts in the urine clump together instead of staying dissolved. So
little stones. They're hard, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, they can be broken down. No, you would never get a stone, George, if you had certain things in your diet. Again, it's all about keeping the immune system up. Of course, hydration is very important. You know, lemon water is very helpful because that citric acid will bind to calcium and it reduces stone formation. Similar effect of what he is getting from the, and it didn't have to be red. It can be any standard apple cider vinegar, peach cider vinegar. That's going to help. It is promoted for kidney stones because it contains something called acetic acid.
What do you think of pomegranate juice?
I like pomegranate juice. I like, you know, even cherry juice, tart cherry juice. But I also like the Ultimate Daily Classic. That is fantastic. And I have my clients on that. People that have had the worst stones on the planet, like repeat offenders.
Ouch.
And when they come to me and they are on the Ultimate Daily Classic, they never get another stone.
That's
never.
Remarkable.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Let's go to Ruth in Maryland. Welcome to the show. Squeeze in before the break, Ruthie.
Hey, George. Hi, George and Shannon. Thank you so much for taking my, Randy, I'm sorry, I called you by your last name. Taking my call. And George, thank you so much for playing Bob Welch. Oh my gosh, you're playing all my favorite songs tonight. Thank you for playing that. Shannon, my question for you, Randy, I'm sorry, is about a rare eye disease. But first, I got to ask you what you talked to George about earlier about the peanut butter. When you start talking about the peanuts, I was actually getting a scoop of peanut butter out of the jar to give to my dog because they know that I give my dog peanut butter all the time when I'm on the phone with Coast because he cries if I don't give it to him.
He eats
it? So glad you said something. And can I switch to honey instead for him?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He just wants a snack? Is that what the deal is?
He just wants attention. He wants to be on the phone. He knows when I get on, as soon as I get on hold with you guys and I'm on hold, he starts crying and whining. And so I have to give him peanut butter to shut him up. So I guess I'll have to switch to honey. But my question, Randy, Dr. Randy, is about a rare eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa. Have you ever heard of it? My friend of mine has it. Can you tell us what would help? Please. Thank you.
Absolutely. First of all, they need the brain and heart packs. So you can call the team, get that. And then we have eye protocols. So just for the audience, it's called RP, basically. It's the short. It's a very rare, they say, inherited eye disease. And the caller's probably gone. I do always like to ask, were they born with it or did they get it later?
Most get it later, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Most people get things later, and there's also a lot of things that are misdiagnosed. And they'll tell them, don't take this or don't take that, and it's things that the eyes actually needed. So basically in RP, the rods and cones in the eyes, you know, they have, they detect the light and they gradually break down, okay? So you want to boost the eyes' immune system, if you will. And so I go high dose on this. I don't play around when it comes to my clients. And, you know, I base this on not only the successes that we've had, but past stories from Dr. Wallach.
Wrap that up, Randy, when we come back and take final calls in a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon from CriticalHealthNews.com. Welcome back, George Norrie, along with Dr. Randy Shannon from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website to go to, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Randy, let's finish up on retinitis pigmentosa. You can eventually go blind with that, can't you?
Yes, you can. So the best way to, you know, work on that is you've got to increase the vitamins, the minerals, the aminos, the essential fatty acids, vitamins A, C, E, lutein, zeaxanthin, zeaxanthin. I probably didn't say that one right, but those protect the retinal cells. And we have an eye protocol for that, Vision FX. And I would go hardcore if that was me. I would get a 4-pack and take one bottle a week. Now, I don't know their age, height, weight, so I can't say that for them specifically what to do. But that's what I would do, and I weigh about 115.
And you have something called Occutive, right?
We have Occutive. I'd probably add a couple of bottles of the Occutive on top of the Vision FX. If I was, that's me personally. So, you know, each person has their own specifics, but those are things that are amazing that we offer to the mass public. Incredible product.
Randy, if you had about 100 people, lined them all up, about how many of them do you think would have some kind of health issue?
99. It's everybody's got a little, yeah, everybody's got a little something. And even when they think that everything is great, and I do get those people, and they've come from your show, and they'll say, well, I think I'm doing pretty good. I just want you to take a look. And, you know, I might see cracking all over the tongue, spots, lines on the face. And you got to remember that the lines on the face, all mean something, and people get them filled in with fillers and Botox. Botox has 5% human blood in it. I'm not going to stick anybody else's blood in my body, and I don't suggest that for anybody else. So why not get a natural facelift? Do it naturally. Build the immune system naturally. The drugs are only going to band-aid you. They're not going to actually reverse an issue.
You would not take donor blood if you needed it?
If I was dying on a table and I really had no choice, if it was life or death in that situation,
take,
yes.
Take the blood.
Yeah.
Let's go to Michael in Los Angeles, west of the Rockies. Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for holding
Hello,
in.
Hello, George. Hello, Dr. Randy.
I know. It's two first names, you guys, Randy and Shannon. It's okay.
Yes. And, well, you know, listening to everybody's issues, I feel like mine is, you know, it is minor, but it's about, because you said you're an expert with the, what was it, the nails, tongue, and face, and things like that. Well, yep. I started developing, you know, it's probably been going on for a long time, and I didn't notice until it started now becoming painful, a fungus. And I, you know, I was reading that said, you know, the fungi go deep into the nail bed and affect the, you know, affect you at the level of the, you know.
Well, where do you have the, where do you have the fungus, Michael?
The great toe and the adjacent toe, which is the first digit and the second digit.
What do you recommend, Randy?
Well, nail fungus thrives when the immune system is weak or there's poor circulation in the body. Number one product that I would take for that myself personally would be the Killer Biotic. It is fantastic.
That's new, isn't it?
They've had that for a while. I've had clients on that for a long time. And my clients are taking, if it's minor, they'll take about 6 per day. They kind of space it out, 2, 2, 2, breakfast, lunch, dinner. But if it's massive, like fungus, bacteria, that can grow to biblical proportions in the body. So when it's in the toenails, basically, I'm going to see it on the tongue as well. And, you know, the nails will become really thick, yellow, brittle. They can get crumbly. And, you know, these funguses, they're stubborn and they hide deep under the nail. Under the fingernail bed where the blood supply, you know, has a harder time, we'll say, of reaching. So number one is going to be the Killer Biotic. And also I would be taking personally the colloidal silver that we have.
Interesting. Sounds like a Doc Wallach invention, huh?
It does. It does. No, they're fantastic together.
If you missed anything, Michael, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, east of the Rockies, Keith is with us in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Keith.
Oh, how you doing, George? Thank
Good,
you, and thank you, Dr. Shannon. This is a wonderful show. Yes, Dr. Shannon, I have talk with George before. I have been dealing with a weakened immune system. I've been dealing with HIV for over 40 years. I'm extremely, extremely healthy. However, with all my medication I take, it has an effect, a very, very drying effect on my skin. Not so much rashes anymore. I used to get those, but just extremely dry skin, even my scalp. So I was wondering, what would you recommend?
Okay, fantastic. I love how you asked the question too. So first of all, I'd look at your diet, make sure, and since you've had past conversations, I'm going to guess that you're following along with no wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, or buckwheat, because those will mess with the inside.
You hate gluten too, huh?
Yep, all those glutens. That will absolutely dry skin out, okay? Cold weather, hot showers, harsh soaps, dehydration, you know, how much water are you not taking in that you should be? Those all contribute to that drier skin. So hydration, healthy fats, we have the omega-3. And, you know, you don't have to stick with just taking three. You know, the Eskimos are some of the healthiest people until they come to the States, and they're eating fatty fish all the time. So, you know, gobble those omega-3s down. Okay, and that's going to support skin moisture and the elasticity of the skin. And then take, you know, lukewarm showers instead of hot. Put humidifiers in, get rid of all the chemicals so that you're not messing up the skin that way. But I would also detox the pathways. So dry skin can actually signal liver stress. What do you need for that? Herbal rainforest would be the way I would go. Herbal rainforest is one of the best detoxes that exists, in my opinion. And that one, it's going to clean all the junk out of the body. And you have to take that one opposite of all the other nutrients. So I like that one before bed. 77 herbs plus plant-derived minerals are in that. And it cleans all the pathways in the body, liver, kidneys, blood, lymph system, you name it. It's gentle. It's daily. It's not going to be like every other detox out there that causes you to be sick or diarrhea. And so it does the whole body, not just the colon, which is what most detoxes are.
Next up, Jimmy's with us in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Jimmy, go ahead.
Hi, George and Dr. Randy Shannon.
Hi there.
Dr., in the same sense that you mentioned to your dentist, that we should share some of this information with everyone, all the listeners, and including your clients' base and perhaps the readers of your website or newsletters, about high dosage vitamin C. From what I learned, that high dosage vitamin C can reverse a lot of infections, whether it be bacterial or viral. And there's a Andrew Sowell, a PhD, he shared his way of reversing his own pneumonia in 3 hours.
Well, we know vitamin C works, Randy.
We do. We definitely do. But I will say this, by mouth, you can only take so much because we all have a bowel tolerance when it comes to the vitamin C. So you can probably take, I would guess, about 4,000 international units of the vitamin C.
A day?
If you go high dose, you gotta be liposomal or IV.
Interesting. And you get that out of Tangy Tangerine?
You do get vitamin C there, yes. And they also have a fantastic product called C, just the letter C, FX. And that's where you can increase that dose. And again, remember, these are clean, no fillers, no fakes, no China, nothing.
Next up, Long Beach, California caller Allison's with us. Hi, Allison.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi.
Hi there.
My partner and I are desperate to quit smoking. We're in our 60s and average weight and height. Yeah. And conventional methods haven't worked very well for us, and we're hoping you can help.
Hypnosis. Okay. Hypnosis will work, Randy.
It, you know what? It does. I've seen people swear by that. What I do with my clients, there's a couple of different things that you have to get. One is a lemongrass oil or a lemon oil. We have that in an essential mineral or essential oil. And then there's these sticks, and I don't know what to call them offhand, but I actually have a link to it, and I can get it to the team if they need it. But there's a link, and they get these sticks, and they put the lemon on there, along with, I believe it's a black pepper. Basically, you mimic the smoking. And then there's some things, you want to do the detox. You want to do that herbal rainforest, because that's going to help clear the toxins. It's going to support the liver and the lungs. So very, very important. The typical things, clean up the diet, hydration, exercise, meditation is going to be helping. If you've ever heard of tapping, people use that. But then as far as nutrients, we definitely want to get the vitamin C up, because nicotine depletes it very rapidly. So high doses help detox and reduce the cravings. So you want to get our CFX from the team. Okay. And then we have a perfect calcium / magnesium product. It helps calm the nervous system and lowers the irritability and the stress.
Do you know who the Rat Pack was, or are you too young?
I do remember them.
There wasn't a picture taken where they didn't have cigarettes in their hand.
Yeah, they might have been cleaner.
They must have smoked 3 packs a day.
And they lived pretty good. I think they...
Yeah, but they all died of lung diseases and things like that.
And that's not fun way to go, because it is basically a suffocation. So it's not fun. You want to get off of it.
Let's go to Terry in upstate New York for a quick question. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, God bless you. God bless everyone.
Thanks, buddy.
God bless you.
Thank you. I have a question about your product in the Youngevity catalog. It's called Ultimate De-Stress, and it would be for my wife who's suffering from Alzheimer's, and she has anxiety and stress problems, and she's also on blood pressure meds and blood thinners. Would your product interfere with the blood pressure meds and the blood thinners?
No. No, it won't. The de-stress is one of my favorite products. It's fantastic. Now, she needs a whole lot more. She should schedule, but
it's the de-stress, natural, isn't it?
Yeah. The de-stress calms the mind, fuels the body, balances the mood. You know, you mentioned Edgar Cayce on a previous segment, and he taught that the mind, body, and spirit all had to be in balance for true healing. And he was right. That's one of my taglines. And so when stress hits the body, it will start to chew through the B vitamins and the minerals like crazy. And so that's why people feel frazzled. They get anxious. They get exhausted. And so de-stress, it's the letter D, and then stress. Get it from the team. Call in. And that will put the nutrients back where they belong, which is in the nervous system. And that is packed with Bs, all the B vitamins and magnesium to the level that you need. Like, there's specific dosing about that. And, it's what the brain needs, to calm down, think clear.
It's safer than benzos, right?
Oh, completely. Yeah. And this will balance out stress hormones. It's fantastic, the de-stress.
Randy, do you take emails through the website?
Yes, I do.
CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. Go ahead.
Oh, I know you were going to tell me that. That one, I can't remember. Maybe the staff knows it offhand that they can send it. I feel like we made it Dr. Randy Shannon at Critical Health News.
But they can,
I'll have that next time.
They can find it on the website. It's in there. Randy, Perfect. Thanks, and thanks for filling in for Ben Fuchs tonight.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that I got the calls.
All right. You take care of yourself. Dr. Randy Shannon, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, will probably join us in about 3 weeks. Doc Wallach is taking a hiatus for a while, and when he comes back, he comes back, and we shall check in with him there. Up next, what's going to be The Coming of the Saucers, a republished book by Chanel Arnold, the granddaughter of Kenneth Arnold, who in 1947 witnessed a series of saucer-shaped objects over Mount Rainier. It's an amazing story.